Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature center paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies, Nature Folk, and others. In tonight's encore from January 2020, Selena leads a discussion about the Celtic goddess Brigid at her sacred time of Imbolc through incantations and meditations in this ritual of healing for self, others, and planet Earth.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox and Imbolc Blessings. This is Selena Fox, and tonight I'll be guiding you in a Brigid's Night ceremony of healing and well-being. I invite you to take part and give this your full attention if you are able to begin our time together by connecting with Brigid and the power not only of Brigid's sacred time of the year, Imbolc, but the power of Brigid and Brigid Night. Brigid, also known as Breed, Bride, Brigid, Brigid, Brigantia, and by other names, has many forms. Tonight, we're going to emphasize her in her healing goddess form. Brigid's worship originated amongst the ancient pagan Celtic people across Europe, dating back to ancient pagan times. As Europe became Christianized, Brigid became Saint Brigid and continued to be honored in many places. Indeed, in Ireland, you not only see places and buildings dedicated to St. Patrick, but to St. Brigid. Her worship was so intertwined with Irish people, Irish land, Irish culture. Today, honoring Brigid is part of spiritual practices of people of diverse traditions and places around the world. Some of those who honor Brigid are pagans, Druids, Wiccans, Christo-pagans, other types of pagans, and practitioners of nature spirituality. Brigid honoring and worship is not only international, global, multilingual, multicultural, but interreligious. Indeed, Celtic Christians, goddess spirituality practitioners, New Agers, and people from a variety of other paths also call on Brigid, sometimes as Saint Brigid, sometimes as Brigid, sometimes as both. Brigid has many attributes. She has many symbols and many powers. In addition to her being a goddess of healing, she is a goddess of inspiration, patroness of bards, musicians, storytellers, poets, and creative life. Bridget also is a goddess of the forge, of smithcraft, not only working with iron, but other metals, including gold. Bridget is associated with sacred land, with the sacred sun, with sacred fire, with sacred oak trees, sacred wells and holy springs. She is a universal goddess to some and a goddess with specific resonance for others. I've been working with Bridget as part of my personal spiritual practice for many, many years. And indeed, after I'd begun working with her, I came upon some information, including a book on the Highland Clans of Scotland that mentioned a connection with one of my ancestral lines in keeping a Bridget sacred site in Fife, Scotland. So for me personally, she is one of the goddesses that I'm aligned with. But working with Bridget also extends for me into working with clients in my consultation, readings, counseling, psychotherapy, life coaching practice that I do via phone and video conference via Zoom. And I have also facilitated Bridget meditations, workshops, and ceremonies for groups, small and large, not only at pagan conferences and festivals, but at interreligious events. And this has not only been across the United States, but in other countries, including Canada, Spain, and South Africa. I have continued my work with Bridget in a variety of ways, not only face-to-face, but in social media and via podcasting. So tonight, we will have the opportunity to do a form of a Bridget night ritual that incorporates a Bridget healing ritual that I've developed over the years and taken to many places. I invite you to begin by connecting with the power of Bridget's Night. Bridget's Night is celebrated on different dates depending on when Imbolc happens. It's the eve of Imbolc. Now, in some traditions, it is on January 31st that Bridget Night happens, for Bridget and St. Bridget's feast day is February 1st. As I began my practice of craft and paganism, it was February 2nd that was the date for Imbolc. Many people call it Candlemas, a name that that holiday got in the Middle Ages. In popular folk culture, February 2nd is also known as Groundhog's Day, and looking for the signs of spring. And indeed, the festival of Imbolc, which is Bridget's sacred time, is, depending on what region you're in the world, in the Northern Hemisphere, it may be the start of spring, such as in Ireland, or it may be the start of looking for spring in earnest, as it is in Wisconsin, where Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve is headquartered and where I live. I invite you to take part in this ceremony in a way that works for you. I invite you to turn off devices except for what you're using to connect with this podcast, to lower the lights. If you can, kindle a candle as a symbol of Bridget being present with you, or if you are in a location where you aren't able to use ritual tools, to envision a flame of Bridget before you, and to connect with Bridget and her healing magic of sacred fire. I invite you to join with me in the Bridget Night Chant. Sacred flames of Bridget's light, making magic on Bridget's night. Sacred flames of Bridget's light, making magic on Bridget's night. Sacred flames of Bridget's light, making magic on Bridget's night. And either physically open a door near to you that connects you with the outside, if you're in an inside space, or imagine that you're opening a door on this Bridget's night. For an old tradition is to open the door to a household or to a temple or to other place where a Bridget celebration is taking place, and to call on Bridget to come and be present. Bridget, come. Bridget, be welcome. Bridget, come. Bridget, be welcome. Bridget, come. Bridget, be welcome. And as you close the door, you continue on with your ceremonial connections with Bridget. And now, in the next few moments of quiet, do some centering breaths. Let the focus of your attention be on relaxation, on breathing that aids relaxation, on attunement to Bridget and her sacred time. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. We are gathered here in the magic of Bridget's night in cyberspace. We are of many paths, of many places. In addition to resonating with Bridget in particular, let us now connect with the divine in a universal form, each in our own way, according to our own tradition. Divine as one, divine as many, divine universal. We call to you, we honor you, we ask you to guide us and to bless this healing rite to deepen our connection with the divine through resonating with Bridget. We call on you to guide us as individuals and as a community of those of us attuning and communing with Bridget for healing and wellness. So be it. And now let us envision a beautiful circle of light forming around each of us and us as a group across time and space. We envision this circle of radiant healing light. And I invite us to join together in doing a Bridget circle casting chant. Circle of Bridget power, circle of Bridget light, circle of Bridget magic, circle of Bridget night. Circle of Bridget power, circle of Bridget light, circle of Bridget magic, circle of Bridget night, circle of Bridget power, circle of Bridget light, circle of Bridget magic, circle of Bridget night. Circle of Bridget power, circle of Bridget light, circle of Bridget magic, circle of Bridget night. We honor Bridget. We honor Bridget Knight. We celebrate the sacred circle around us. Blessed be. On this Bridget Knight, in this cyber ceremony, we do healing for selves, for others, for the planet. And we begin our process of healing and well-being for ourselves and for this rite by doing the litany of the elements. I will speak a line, and then I invite you to say that with me. Let's begin our litany of the elements by rising up and facing the north. And then as we do each element with each direction, we will bring the powers of the elements and Bridget connected with these elements and directions into our circle of Bridget Knight and Bridget Healing. So in the north, Bridget of the sacred earth, be with us. Bridget of the sacred earth, be with us. Purify and balance our bodies. Purify and balance our bodies. Bless us with wellness. Bless us with wellness. And we reflect on Bridget of the Sacred Earth and the power of physical healing and well-being. And as we focus on this, we let a message come to us, inspired by Bridget of the Sacred Earth, about something that we can do to enhance physical healing and well-being. Reflect on this in the next few moments. And now we turn and face the east. And as before, I will do a line, and then as we repeat that line, I invite you to join in. Bridget of the Sacred Air, be with us. Bridget of the Sacred Air, be with us. Purify and balance our thoughts. Purify and balance our thoughts. Bless us with wisdom. Bless us with wisdom. Taking in deep, slow healing breaths as you connect with Bridget of the Sacred Air. And in the next few moments, let a message come to you of something that you can do to improve your mental health and well-being. Bridget of the Sacred Fire, be with us. Bridget of the Sacred Fire, be with us. Purify and balance our actions. bless us with courage. Bless us with courage. And may the Bridget of the Sacred Fire bring you a message, something that you can do to enhance vitality for yourself. And now we turn and face the west. And in like fashion, we do call and response. Bridget of the sacred water, be with us. Bridget of the sacred water, be with us. Purify and balance our feelings. Purify and balance our feelings. Bless us with peace. Bless us with peace. Let the power of Bridget of the sacred water bring a message of healing and well-being to you, some aspect of emotions, of feelings, something that you can do to enhance healing of emotions and well-being. Continue our work of attuning to sacred directions. And we return to the north, but this time we face inward and connect with the ground beneath us. The direction of below, connecting with the place we're doing the ceremony as sacred space. Calling on Bridget of the sacred land to continue our work of self-healing and well-being. Bridget of the sacred land, be with us. Bridget of the sacred land, be with us. Purify and balance our lives. Purify resonate with the sacred land, with the sacred site, with Bridget there on this Bridget night. Deepen and strengthen your connection with spirit of place, with sacred land, and pay attention to what emerges in the next few moments as you focus your intention and your attention on this. Of the sacred sun, of the stars, and the larger cosmos which surrounds us. And though on Bridget night the sun is not shining where we are in the nighttime, it's always shining somewhere on earth. We call to Bridget of the sacred sun, not only the sun around planet earth, but sacred sun in the form of other suns, stars in the night sky. Bridget of the sacred sun, be with us. Bridget of the sacred sun, be with us. Purify and balance ourselves. Purify and balance ourselves. Bless us with hope. Bless us with hope. And as you deepen your connection with Bridget of the night and sacred sun and stars, strengthen your resonance with her as a goddess of cosmos. Pay attention to what happens as you do this, experiencing the hope within, growing stronger. And now we face center. We extend our arms out to the center of our sacred circle. Bridget of the sacred spirit, be with us. Bridget of the sacred spirit, be with us. Purify and balance our souls. Purify and balance our souls. Bless us with love. Bless that's universal, that's Bridget, of the Sacred Spirit. In the next few moments, let that love grow in your awareness and connection, and experience it as a beautiful light that emanates from deep within you, around you, and extending out and blessing those in need, blessing humans and the natural world, blessing the whole planet. Blessing the cosmos. Now reflect a few moments on Bridget in her elemental forms that we have called Bridget of the Sacred Earth, blessings of healing and well-being, physical realm, Bridget of the Sacred Air, blessing our minds in the intellectual realm. Bridget of the Sacred Fire, blessing us and the energetic realm. Bridget of the Sacred Water, blessing us in the emotional realm. Bridget of the Sacred Land, blessing us and the sacred place where we're doing this rite. Bridget of the Sacred Sun, blessing us and the larger cosmos around us, including the Sacred Sun, that makes life on this planet possible. And Bridget of the Sacred Spirit, in the center of this sacred circle, this sacred sphere, blessing our souls, our spiritual journey, our spiritual life. Let us now call on Bridget in some additional ways. Bridget, we call to you. Bridget, we honor you. Bridget, we call. To you, Bridget, we honor you. Bridget, we call to you. Bridget, we honor you. What are some other ways you connect with Bridget for healing and well-being? We call to mind Bridget of the Sacred Swan. Indeed, she is one of the symbols, the Swan Maiden, which emerges in folklore and folkways in many places. We envision a swan that is Bridget. on the water, on land, in the sky. We honor Bridget of the Sacred Swan. Bridget, we call to you. Bridget, we honor you. Bridget, we call to you. Bridget, we honor you. Bridget, we call to you. Bridget, we honor you. And we also call to mind Bridget of the Mantle for old lore. Included Bridget with a mantle that she used to gain blessing over land for a Bridget site. Indeed, on Bridget's night, a tradition is to take a piece of cloth or a cloak, if one wishes, and to lay it outside and to invite Bridget to bless that mantle. It is left outside on Bridget's night and brought in the next day. It itself can be a healing tool, a healing symbol. It can be worn, it can be placed on an altar. We celebrate Bridget of the Mantle. Bridget Knight, Bridget Mantle, Bridget Knight, Bridget Mantle, Bridget Knight. Bridget Mantle, Bridget Knight, Bridget Mantle. We imagine ourselves now taking up the mantle and having its healing powers imbued with Bridget essence, flowing into ourselves, into our bodies, our minds, our feelings, our actions, our souls, our way of being in this world, in the cosmos, and beyond. Bridget, we call to you, Bridget, we honor you. Bridget, we call to you, Bridget, we honor you. And now we focus on Bridget, sending healing and wellness to those in need, to those we know, and to others who are in need but we haven't met yet. We envision a sacred flame of healing and well-being before us. This is Bridget, the Lady of the Sacred Flames. Bridget Fire, heal, inspire. And as we do this chant, send sparks from that sacred Bridget fire before you, off those in need. Bridget Beyer, heal, inspire. 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 Now we connect with planet Earth. In this last part of our rite, we work with Bridget to bring healing and well-being to planet Earth, our home, and to its biosphere that incorporates and encompasses life in many forms. Let us envision planet Earth as a blue-green sphere glowing with the radiant light of Bridget tonight. Let us join our voices to direct healing and well-being to planet Earth. Imagining bright Bridget blessings flowing from each of us and us together into planet Earth, our home. Healing and wellness to planet Earth. 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 We release the Bridget healing and wellness energy we are resonating with. We send it forth into the planet. So be it. Let us now give thanks to Bridget in the many ways that we have called her and worked with her today, in forms spoken and guided in this ceremony, in forms that are private forms, forms that include many of her attributes. We give thanks to Bridget for healing and well-being. Bridget of the earth, air, fire, water, land, sun, and spirit, we give thanks. Join me. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Bridget as one, Bridget as many, Bridget as healer, we give thanks. Join me. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Bridget of the sacred circle, Bridget of healing, transformation, well-being, we give thanks to join me. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And in the next few moments, as I play the singing bowl again, reflect on your experiences with Bridget in this ceremony. If there's one or more forms of Bridget that were especially strong for you, touched you deeply, call those forms to mind and know that long after this ceremony is over, you have the opportunity to continue your work with Bridget in exploring those forms and, should you choose, other forms that we've worked with tonight. Bridget of healing light, we give thanks on Bridget night. Bridget of healing light, Bridget magic on Bridget night. Bridget of healing light, we give thanks this Bridget night. Bridget of healing night, we give thanks this Bridget night. We now conclude our circle, our ceremony. We take a bit of the circle of Bridget power and Bridget light that we cast around us at the start of this ceremony. We take this into ourselves to aid us in remembering and integrating our experiences with Bridget, with healing, with well-being in our ceremony tonight. May the healing peace of Bridget be with us and with planet Earth as we do our closing chant together. Bridget, peace upon us. Bridget, peace around us. Bridget, peace within us. Bridget, peace within us. Bridget, peace upon us. Bridget, peace around us. Bridget, peace within us. Bridget, peace within us. Bridget, peace upon us. Bridget, peace around us. Bridget, peace within us. Bridget, peace within us. Bridget, peace, inner peace, world peace within us and around us. So be it. Thank you all for attuning and tuning in to this Bridget night, Bridget healing rite. I invite you after we conclude, sit down for a few moments and write down impressions, things about the ceremony that moved you, insights that may have emerged for you, guidance you have received, inspiration for ways of working with this rite, other rites, as part of spiritual practice. I also invite you to go to the Circle Sanctuary website. I have my cyber guide to celebrating the seasons. My celebrating the seasons guide is online, and I invite you to select Imbolc, and as you look at the resources there, you will find that there is a transcript of a Bridget healing ritual that I created and have facilitated in various forms across the U.S. and in other countries. It was published in issue 117 of Circle Magazine, the healing and wellness issue. And tonight's ritual includes many of the components in the ritual that is online. I adapted this for use tonight on Bridget Knight, and knowing that Bridget Knight can actually be multiple nights, you have the option of being able to replay this should you choose to do so this year or to work with it at some time in the future. I want to wish a good Imbolc to all of our listeners, to Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, CSNP, that's Circle Sanctuary's Internet Radio Network. I want to give thanks to all who've tuned in and to those in the Northern Hemisphere. Right, Bridget, blessings for a wonderful Imbolc, and for those in the Southern Hemisphere, right, Bridget, blessings for a wonderful Lunasa. For more information about Circle Sanctuary, you can visit us on the web, circlesanctuary.org, on Facebook, Circle Sanctuary Community, on Twitter, and on Instagram. And you also can connect with me with a variety of Bridget Imbolc resources on social media, Selena_Fox on Twitter, Selena Fox on Instagram, Selena Fox Updates on Facebook. And my website is selenafox.com. Thank you all for tuning in. And thanks to our Circle podcasting team of David and Jeanette Ewing and Deborah Rose and Laura Gonzalez. A shout out also to Casey Pope, another Circle Sanctuary minister who assists with social media for this podcast and others, as well as our social media as a whole. May Bridget bless you not only now but in times to come with healing and well-being, with inspiration, with joy, love, creativity, and helpful transformations. Right, Bridget, blessings. And we close tonight with more Bridget magic and music. Join me on CSNP on Sunday afternoons for Nature Mystic, and on Wednesday nights for Nature Spirituality, and learn more about all the podcasts that we have on CSNP by visiting us on Facebook, Circle Sanctuary Podcast, CSN Podcast. And you can find us at the Circle Sanctuary website on the CSNP page. Many blessings. Right, Bridget, blessings. Good night.
Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNPodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.